You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat reason.
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. This is your shot to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Darien Lake July 6th. All right, Breezy, 15 wins. I'm sorry, 16 wins.
16, oh, whoa. Do not.
Intern Joe is back in the studio and joining us today. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Lindsay, happy Friday.
Hi, happy Friday.
Do you think you have what it takes to go head-to-head with Breezy and Trivia?
I am pretty confident that Breezy is going to stay at 16 wins.
Oh, I like you. All right, that sounds good for me.
That is crazy, Lens.
You are caller 8!
Thank you!
All right, Lindsay. Oh, so this is your shot to win these tickets. If you do, who are you taking to the show with you?
My husband.
All right, he's going to like that. Breezy right. Is leaving the studio. Intern Joel, you're going to keep you're going to keep score today, okay?
All right, will buddy. Do.
All right, let's go to question one. The rules are simple, Lindsay. 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you get the win because that's what corporate says we got to do.
Okay.
Question number one. What sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014?
Soccer.
Going with soccer. All right, let's go to question number two, Lindsay. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, God.
I believe in you.
Van something.
You can go with Van Gogh on this one?
Van Gogh on that one.
Oh, okay. Ah, we love you. Okay, all right, we're going with Van Gogh, who painted the Mona Lisa. Let's go to question number three. Okay, think hard on this one, Lindsay. What is the name of the mythical animal that looks like a horse with a horn?
Oh, my husband's going to kill me. a unicorn.
Going with unicorn, we're locking you in for unicorn. Question number four, you like money?
Yeah.
Good. Which U.S. president was featured on the $2 bill?
You want to know something? I worked at a bank for 12 years, and I'm going to tell you, just repeat the denomination.
So what's the answer?
it's going to be Ben Franklin.
You're going with Ben Franklin. You worked at a bank for 12 years. That's crazy. All right, you're going with Ben Franklin, and then question number five. Lindsay, which breakfast cereal mascot has eyebrows that are part of his hat?
Oh.
Big breakfast cereal mascot.
The breakfast cereal mascot. I'm just going to go with Lucky. From Lucky Charms.
Oh, you go with Lucky. I don't even know if that's his name, but that works for me.
I don't know either.
We're putting you down with Lucky. All right. There you have it. That's five on the board. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Breezy, let's tally these up and see how good our girl Lindsay did. How do you think you did?
I'm not going to lie, Breezy. I was not expecting any of those questions, and I did horrible.
That's not true. You did not do horrible. You got 1 out of 5. Let's go over there.
Linz, honestly, don't even fret because I might not get any if they were that hard.
That's okay.
For some reason, I doubt that this morning. All right, let's go over to question number one. Breezy, what sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014?
Curved? Wait. Repeat the question.
What sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014? We're looking for sport.
Sport. Curling.
Going with curling. Okay, question number two. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Michelangelo.
Question number three. Breezy, what is the name of the mythical animal that looks like a white horse with a horn?
Unicorn.
Going with unicorn. Question number four. Breezy, you love money.
I do.
Which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill?
My dad is going to kill
your dad is screaming.
Okay, to be fair, $2 bills are few and far between.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nixon. I don't know.
Is that a real answer? You going with Nixon? Okay, Nixon. Question five. Which breakfast cereal mascot has eyebrows that are a part of his hat?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the clock is ticking.
Trix? I don't know.
I can't believe. I can't even believe what I'm witnessing this morning. Okay, Lindsay, are you there?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Breezy, wait until you say what I said for the $2 bill.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. God. So the rules are the rules. You guys ended in a tie. Therefore, you get the win.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how you managed to do that. All right, let's run through the board real quick and get this over with. The sport that was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014 is baseball. Lindsay, you said soccer. Breezy said curling. Question two. Who painted the Mona Lisa? That would obviously be Leonardo da Vinci. You said Van Gogh. Breezy said Michelangelo.
Let's be clear. She said Van something.
That's true. I finished it off. Both of you got question three right. Unicorn. Question
isn't real.
Question number four. Which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill? Lindsay, you said you worked at a bank for 12 years. The answer is Thomas Jefferson. You said Ben Franklin.
What?
Breezy.
That's the 100.
No, Nixon has never been on money in his life.
Correct.
Which cereal mascot has eyebrows that are a part of his hat? The answer is Captain Crunch. You said Lucky from Lucky Charms. And Breezy said a rabbit from Trix who never wore a hat.
I was going to say, at least Lindsay guessed someone who wears a hat.
All right, Lindsay, you got the tickets.
Thank you.
This is really sad and embarrassing for everyone involved.
I hope you have the best time with your husband. Do me a favor and say, my name is Lindsay from Rochester, and I just kind of sort of beat Breezy.
My name is Lindsay from Rochester, and I just kind of sort of beat Breezy.
Okay.
So I was like, why did I come back for this?
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, Friday. The Seneca Park Zoo said one of its elephants is back on her feet after a heroic effort.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny C., 47-year-old African elephant, was pushed over.
Someone was like literally bullying her.
Another elephant.
Yeah.
Another elephant while she was feeding at her feeding station. Due to her age and size, a crane was used as part of a carefully coordinated response. Which was a good call, because I have seen them do this on my 600-pound life.
It's just like me getting out of bed every morning. Patrice is getting the crane.
A crane was used in an effort to help Jenny C. return to her feet, thanks to the quick and professional actions of the zoo staff.
Good.
Jenny C. was successfully lifted and is now back on her feet. Yes. Thank you to Lauren Childs, director of food and beverage at Seneca Park Zoo.
Got it. We're going to get a cease.
Superintendent Bob Lee says, you see, this is just another example of how the Seneca Park Zoo team continues to exemplify the highest standards of animal care, guided by compassion, expertise, and the deep trust they build with the animals.
They've asked us hundreds of times to stop talking about them, but here we are, still doing the stories.
So when Jenny C. got back up on her feet, she responded calmly and confidently, seeking out her caregivers as soon as she was up. And the zoo said Jenny C. is one of the oldest elephants in conservation care. I mean, no wonder she fell and couldn't get back up. I mean, give this elephant a life alert.
No, literally.
She's lived at the Seneca Park Zoo since 79. She's a legend. And then again, so was our sweet Capenzi, who died of a tumor. But Capenzi lived forever. Remember when we went to go see her? She had a tumor the size of a bowling ball on her neck, the poor thing.
It was really not great.
No.
And then she died a week after. But at least we got to see her.
Yeah, we got to see her, say hi.
They really didn't want us there, but no, we went anyways.
They did it. We do love the Seneca Park Zoo and the beautiful animals that are there, especially Jenny C. Did they name her after the beer? Where'd that name come from?
Probably maybe, the river.
Jenny C.
I like it.
Genesee River. You're right, Joe.
She is up on her feet and she is thriving and hungrier than ever.
Oh, me as well.
Coming up on the show, how would you handle this? A mom checks her 11-year-old son's phone, finds a message, but it's not from another kid. It's from a grown adult. And what this woman said to her son, it's going to blow your mind. Was she completely out of line or did she have a point? We'll tell you exactly what she said and hear from Belle, the mom who wrote us, coming up next on PXY Mornings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
PXY is free and
Belle from Gates is ready to open a can of whoop-ass on another mom for the vile message she left her 11-year-old son on text. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Buckle up for another parental confidential. The mom is asking parents, how would you handle this situation? 585-252-9800. Because just when you think you've heard it all, we get a message like this. Here's the situation that Belle is facing right now. She writes in, "Hi, Moose and Breezy."
I believe her name is Belle.
Huh?
I can't believe her name is Belle.
It's a common name.
Is it?
Yeah. Hi, Moose and Breezy. You guys are awesome. And I was hoping you could please use my message for parental confidential on your show. I could really use some advice from other parents because I am furious right now. I was recently going through my 11-year-old son's phone and found a message that honestly made my blood boil. And it wasn't even from another kid. It was from a grown woman, his friend's mom, to be exact. Apparently, the boys got into an argument over FaceTime. His so-called friend told my son to kill himself. And in response, my son, not thinking, made a nasty comment about the boy's deceased grandfather. I've already talked to my son about his words. He knows that was wrong. But here's where I completely lost it. The boy's mother decided to text my child this message word for word. Quote, "You got a nasty little ugly mouth. Don't you ever FaceTime or call my son again. Your mother needs to wash your dirty mouth with soap. Oh, I forgot. Your mom didn't want you. That's why she left you with your grandmother." End quote. I'm sorry, what? This woman thought it was okay to attack my son, bring up his family situation, and say this to an 11-year-old. I'm just absolutely appalled and honestly ready to pull up and handle this face-to-face. So parents, help me out. How would you handle this? Am I overreacting or is this woman completely out of line?
Damn.
Oh my God.
I'm not a parent, but that woman's completely out of line. I would pull up.
You text that to an 11-year-old kid?
11.
Come on.
Okay, guys.
Sometimes emotions get the best of you, but you got to learn how to just tame them. What?
The only thing that comes to my mind, this was like when I was younger, this was the biggest thing to ever happen. And all I thought about was, you know, Meghan Meyer, she was the young girl. She was a teenager and she was getting into it with her friends online.
Yeah.
And it was on MySpace. It turns out that the person she was messaging with was actually the friend that she thought she was talking to's mom. And she actually ended up taking her own life. There's bills
and
prevention acts, you know, when it comes to cyberbullying because of her. So when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, as a parent, you want to protect your child and you want to take their hurt and pain away if someone's hurting them or saying mean things to them. But there is a line.
You got to do
better. And you can't cross it because...
At what point are you sitting there with the phone in your
hand? You're a grown adult.
Texting this to an 11-year-old. At what point are you thinking to yourself, whoa, this is probably not okay? Let's get to your messages right now. Again, if you guys are just tuning in, we got this message from Belle, who's trying to figure out how to handle this situation with the text messages that her 11-year-old son got from his friend's mother. Totally out of line. Let's go over to Ashley, who says, "People forget words stick with kids, especially kids, and that mom could have damaged him more than the argument did."
Yeah, correct.
"Hi, Moose and Breeze. Mom's a disgrace. I would personally go over there and have a one-on-one conversation with her. Remind her that she said all of that to an 11-year-old kid."
Yeah. It's detrimental, if I'm being honest. It's detrimental. And although what the kid said obviously was less than favorable, you need to realize that he didn't just say that out of the blue. He was prompted. And I'm not saying that makes it okay, but where is the repercussions for your child?
Yeah. Again, the text from the mom to the 11-year-old boy, Belle's son, was, "You got a nasty, ugly mouth. Don't FaceTime or call my son again. Your mother needs to wash your dirty mouth out with soap. Oh, I forgot. Your mom didn't want you. That's why she left you with your grandma." Okay. Words cut deep.
You could have left that last part out, and you would have been a completely...
Yeah.
Like, that would have been a fine message. Right. But, like, as you mentioned...
The grandma?
The home situation, yeah. That's...
You stepped over the line.
Yeah, you did.
Way over the line.
Correct.
Christine says, "Absolutely not. This woman is trash for messaging your kid, and I'd be showing up at her door with screenshots and a lawyer." What do you do with a lawyer in this situation?
I don't know if you really can. I think it's more of a scare,
emotional damage
tactic. I don't know.
I don't know if there's anything legal that you can do.
Yeah, you can't sue someone, like, for being a bad person unless they're, like, taking action.
I feel like today's day and age, you can sue anyone for anything.
You can try, for sure.
Steph just reached out to us and said, "Listen, I'm not saying she was right, but maybe next time your son keeps it respectful and you avoid all this drama, because you got to raise them to think before they speak." It's hard to do that when you're 11. You don't know how to control your emotions sometimes.
This person says, "Wow, I would go to jail."
Yeah.
Like, also, don't overlook that first message, or not message, the first, like, statement that was said to this kid.
That's what I mean.
That prompted, like...
It's like, it wasn't like he just walked out of nowhere and was like, your grandpa's dead. Like, it was prompted.
No, of course. This was all over FaceTime, too.
Which is kind of worse because it's more hearsay because nothing's in text, nothing's in writing. It was just like, This is what he said. This is, and the kid could come back and twist and be like, I never said that.
Now these two, Belle and this mother, are probably going to go to war where these two kids are most likely going to remain friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's a possibility. They're probably going to keep them from seeing each other or hanging out. And I totally get that, but. Kids make up with each other pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and
they'll still sit at the same lunch table.
They forget. You know what I mean?
Tim says nothing is going to get accomplished by you showing up at this woman's door. Why make matters worse? Just tell your son he will never be speaking to that kid or that mom ever again. It's end of story. A lot of people are saying block and change your son's phone number. A few years ago, my toxic alcoholic mom was secretly texting my oldest daughter, trash talking to her about me.
Oh, my God.
As pissed as I was, we blocked her number from my daughter's phone, changed our daughter's number ASAP, and didn't speak to her ever again.
Yeah, that's what needs to be done. And at the end of the day, like we were saying before, kids forget. They do. They're quickly to move on. Parents don't. I've talked about this before. My mom will be like, I'll bring someone up. They're like, she's like, remember when they left you when you were 13? I'm like, no, I don't remember that. She's
no,
like, well,
yeah,
I
know.
Do.
Let me get to a couple more here this morning for Parental Confidential. We got a message from our listener, Todd. And he says, you guys, honestly, none of this is good. But I think too many people are taking it too lightly that a kid told her son to kill himself.
Right.
After having a 12-year-old. Do just that this year at my son's school. Oh, my God. I would talk to your son about how he felt from him saying that to him, especially since they are still friends.
Right.
I agree, Todd. Yeah. How did that make you feel after hearing that?
Right. It's. Yeah.
No, like, that's the thing, though. Like, kids nowadays are saying that to each other all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Over nothing.
Yeah.
Like, my mom and I had a conversation about this because, like, my siblings, all of their friends are just, they're just saying it, like,
yeah.
And my mom's a high school teacher, so she hears it at her school, too.
It's constant.
It's all day, every day.
Really bad. Really bad stuff.
I'll go to Laura real quick, end it with this. Laura from Greece writes, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm sorry to sound petty this morning, but a lot of people texting in are just wasting time. What you need to do is join the neighborhood Facebook group, casually drop a screenshot of that message, with a just making parents aware caption, you sit back and watch her reputation crumble.
Wow.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I was going to say, that might actually be the first productive something that's been said the whole time.
Yeah, that's actually. Oh, damn. Laura from Greece. All right. Weighing in. You take a screenshot, you put it up on the Facebook group in your neighborhood, and then see what people say.
She's like, been there, done that. Ruined Sally's reputation last month.
All right, thank you guys so much for all the messages on this one. It's a heavy one this morning, too, because stuff like this happens day in and day out.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times parents don't know how to handle it.
Correct.
Especially talking to your kid about how he felt when a friend tells him to go and kill himself. Yeah. How'd that make you feel?
Right.
We're going to take a quick break on the show. Thank you for the message this morning, Belle. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. We'll do another Parental Confidential next week on PXY Mornings.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.